بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, this whole series of other reminders on signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inspired by the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. We began with that, and that is what I want to mention today again, that Allah is saying that there are signs of in the creation, signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation, and that is for people of understanding and people of intelligence to see. And then Allah described who those people are. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down, and not or, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ not أَوْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and who reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. Now this whole series of further reminders is based on the other series called One Strange Rock, which refers to or which comes out of the research and so forth that is going on the International Space Station. The thing that strikes me all the time is the fact that whatever is described in this is very clearly, to me there is not an atom of doubt, that this is very clearly the result of deliberate creation. Now very interestingly, they use these terms when the astronauts are speaking. For example, they say we should thank our lucky stars. Yeah. What are lucky stars? Neither they know what are lucky stars, nor do I know what are lucky stars. We should thank our lucky stars. They say, by a fortunate accident, and so on. Terms like this. And I'm thinking to myself that what should actually be said is, thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanks to the Creator. But since you have decided that there is no Creator, you have to find some way of explaining something which clearly points to a creator. So now you decided there is no creator, but there is this thing in front of you, it's hitting you in the face to say that there is a creator. Now I don't want to say that. I will not accept that there is a creator. So what must I do? I have to invest Mother Nature or lucky stars or fortunate accident or something. Now take this whole sequence of Fajr reminders which I did. It starts with gaseous mass in which there are particles. The particles coalesce. They have small amounts of gravity which enables them to join together. They become bigger and bigger rocks. Then as they join, they collide. And as they collide, there is more and more fire and more they melt. And then they collide some more. Eventually, they form what is what we have today as the earth. But at that time, the earth has no atmosphere. The earth is just one huge rock, which is extremely hot. It's fire. And then, what does it need? In this rock, there are all the metals we know. I mean, all the elements are there. There is gold and there is silver and there is calcium and there is, you know, all sorts of stuff. But what is not there is water, because without water, none of this will work. So now water comes. How does water come? The basic question, how does water come? From where does water come? We say with this, you know, thank our lucky stars that... So anyway, thank who you want, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So water comes. Now water just doesn't come in droplets, water comes in a huge massive mass, and this water hits the earth and it also hits Mars and Venus. But on Mars and Venus, the water doesn't stay. On Venus, it boils off, it evaporates. On Mars, it probably freezes and goes into the inside the planet underground and freezes into a mass, wallahu alam. On the earth, because the earth happens to be, what is happens to be? The earth happens to be just the right distance from the sun, neither too close nor too far away. So what happens there? Water stays. Doesn't boil off, doesn't freeze. Not only does it stay, it stays in its three states. It stays in a solid state, in a liquid state, and in a gaseous state. The result of that is that life starts. Again, how does life start? Why does life start at all? Now, in the meanwhile, there is one thing which is missing in the earth, and that is iron. And what happens? You have a massive collision with another planet called Theia, which smashes into the earth. The whole thing gets molten. Theia goes inside the earth. Iron gets deposited inside the earth. The mantle of Theia goes over the mantle of the earth. Now, how come water is still there? How come it didn't get vaporized? But it stays there. And when all this finishes, lo and behold, we also have the moon. Because the moon got broken off from the earth. And this moon goes into a close orbit of the earth. It is big enough to exercise a very strong gravitational force on the earth. And why is that important? Because thanks to the collision with Theia, two things happen. One is that the earth spins off, and it is now spinning very, very fast. A day is only 5 hours. Thanks to the gravitational force of the moon, the day becomes 24 hours. The second thing which happens with the collision of the Theia with Theia is that the earth gets tilted, the axis of the earth gets tilted at an exact angle of 23.5 degrees. Now, why is that important? Because that's what gives us our seasons. Now, if this collision was so huge and massive that it tilted the earth on its axis, how come it didn't knock it out of its orbit? How come it didn't send it off somewhere else? Like back into the sun, for example, or closer to the sun, or further away from the sun. No, none of that happened. Orbit remains the same. Just the tilt, enough tilt to give seasons. Who cares about seasons? It's a piece of rock. So what if there are seasons? So what if there are no seasons? Because that piece of rock has a future. There is somebody who created the piece of rock who has a plan for that piece of rock. Therefore, water. Therefore, seasons. Therefore, a certain angle. Why? How does it all make sense if it's only a rock? A rock is a rock is a rock, period. How does it matter where it is, what it is? Then what happens? Now it needs, the rock needs to be protected from the sun, because the sun will kill it. So now this iron which was deposited was not simply deposited for you to make RCC buildings. It was deposited for a very much bigger purpose, which is to create a magnetic shield around the earth. And that is what happens. And then you need something else, and that is you need something to take care of the carbon dioxide that is getting produced, which otherwise will boil the earth. So what happens? Rain forms. And because there is water and because rain forms, algae gets created, diatoms get created, they create oxygen. Why is that important? Because at that point in time, nobody is breathing oxygen. There are no oxygen breathing things on the earth at that point in time. Why do you need oxygen? You need oxygen not for them, you need oxygen to create the ozone layer. Without the ozone layer, the ultraviolet radiation of the sun will burn everything off. Ozone layer gets created. And then, of course, thanks to the oxygen, living beings get created, and so on and so on and so on. And eventually, we have the so-called master race, which is busy destroying everything that was created. Plastics. I mean, I saw a video yesterday of an absolutely uninhabited, deserted island in the Caribbean. And what is on the beach? Plastic. Plastic. Absolute garbage on the beach where nobody has ever gone. This is our contribution. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of this so that we can dump plastic on it. Anyway, now my point is,
that here is a bunch of people who are highly intelligent, who invented all of these tools and who invented these machines to go into outer space, into inner space, into, you know, the International Space Station is literally a wonder of, it is probably the pinnacle of human enterprise, if you can think about that. Because here is the thing which is going around the Earth at a speed of 17,500 miles per hour, 90 minutes it circles the Earth, which means that from the ISS you can see 16 sunrises and 16 sunsets every day. I mean, 24 hours you see 16 sunrises and 16 sunsets, among many other things. But the point is that here is this. So here is a bunch of people who are so intelligent, so yet they cannot see what is staring them in the face. That this Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila subhanaka faqina adhab an-nar. And the reason they cannot see it is because they have not been introduced to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Because they don't want to accept what they are looking at in the face, which is that there is a creator. Which is that there is a creator. Which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu exists. La sharika lahu. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَهُوَ حَيٌّ دَائِمٌ لَا يَمُوتُ بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you don't want to accept that, then you will not see, even though you have eyes, even though you have more than eyes, because you have knowledge. We see with our knowledge, we don't see with our eyes. But your knowledge is deficient because we do not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other extreme is we have people who claim to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who definitely know His kalam in the sense that they read it and they know the tarjuma, they know the translation of it. Do they know the meaning of it? Allah only knows. I always differentiate between translation and meaning. They're two different things. They're not the same thing. So they know the translation. Do they know the meaning? I don't know. Because how can you know the meaning and how can you understand the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you have not seen His creation? If you do not know His creation, if you have not seen what He has created. Just like the ones who are seeing His creation without recognizing Him. On the other extreme, we have those who have only read His kalam. They do not recognize Him because they have not seen His creation. That is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put these two together as the two qualities of Al-Ulil Albab, the people of intelligence, the people of understanding. And He put these two qualities in the sequence that He put it. First, Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. First, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living our lives according to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدْ أَفْلَهَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. First condition. And second condition, attached with the first condition, connected with the first condition, is يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The biggest problem, the biggest musibat that we did on ourselves is that we separated these two things. We separated the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our doing. This is our doing. This is a crime that we committed, which for which we need to make istighfar wa tawbah and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and teach the kalam of Allah like Allah told us to teach it. And teach science and technology like Allah told us to teach it. There is a fault on both sides. Equal fault on both sides. Just because one wears a topi and has a beard, the other has no topi and no beard, makes no difference. They are both equally misguided. Because they are looking at two individual things without combining the two, when our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu told us to look at those two together. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts and eyes and our minds to His glory and majesty so that we recognize Him. And we glorify Him and this increases our iman because one day we will meet Him. Jalla Jalaluhu. ذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.